So, okay, I would start. My name is Tomáš Mikolov, and I will present my work that was done jointly with my co-authors, Ondřich Plechot, Ondřej Klambek, Pavel Matějka, Lukáš Burget, and Jan Černocký. This presentation will be about picture extraction for phonotactic language recognition, which will be done by PCA. And this is the overview of the talk. I will first speak a little bit about motivation of this work, why we want to do it, and then I will describe the results on NIST language recognition evaluation 2009. So basically for the introduction, if we want to recognize languages by phonotactic models, we basically can either use engram models, like language models, where we compute likelihoods of sentences given specific generative models of languages, or we can actually try to use discriminative models, like SVM-based models, that are usually performing better, and this is what we will be talking about in this presentation. Usually, for these SVM models, linear kernel and soft margin are used, which means basically that we allow some outliers. So the problem with this SVM approach is that we need usually very large feature vectors. If we use, let's say, trigrams or foregrams, going for higher orders is computationally almost impossible because the growth of the feature set is like exponential, like is written here on this slide, and we can easily compute that for some certain values, like if the set of the phonemes is large, like 50 phonemes, and we will be using foregrams, then easily we can deal with much more than a million of possible features. Of course, not always all these features are present in the data, but this is like theoretical limitation. So we need to somehow limit this space, and usually we can either discard the features, like that we will perform some selection of features, or we can do combination of the features, which we will call here feature extraction, and that is what I will be describing later. So basically for the feature selection, we can either choose the features that occur frequently in the data, like it is useless to have in this feature vector combinations of phonemes that form engrams that never occurred in the whole training set, which can easily occur, like some combinations of phonemes are very unlikely to happen, and if we use some reasonable pruning, then such engrams will never occur. And of course, there are also other combinations of engrams that actually can happen to occur sometimes, but it is not really meaningful to keep them in that feature set, and we can easily discard them based on some threshold value. So that basically, all the engrams that occur less than some value can be discarded. Other approach is to use discriminative information, and that means that we will try to keep all the engrams that are actually good for the classification of languages, which is slightly different because we can imagine that some low-frequency engrams that are quite rare in general across languages might be quite discriminative or quite informative for discrimination for some certain language. So this can be like a better way how to discard features. Here I would like to show the idea why we tried to use feature extraction, because we can easily see that, for example, some combinations of phonemes will have very often like zero values. We can discard them easily, like I have said on the previous slide. But on the other hand, there can be combinations of engrams, like I have written them here, like ink, 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 and ink, which which is something that sounds completely the same, but in some cases, like this really some example, but it can really happen that some phoneme combinations will have very similar pronunciation variant, and then they will frequently occur in the lattices. And of course, even if frequency of these engrams is quite high, it would be a good idea to at least cluster them together somehow, so that we would need not to deal with this amount of features that is like useless, because it can be seen that we don't need like four features here, but it would be enough to have just one. So this is like motivation example, what we try to do. And we have tried to use a simple PCA, which is like a linear projection, which can be used to compute some matrix to perform some linear projection of the original feature space to some lower dimensional feature space. And it seems like it is a good way how to fight curse of dimensionality that is caused by this exponential increase of number of parameters when we increase the size of the context, like when we go from trigram to foregram and so on. And actually, quite similar idea works in normal engram language modeling. So it sounds like some reasonable way to go. And then, of course, the other reasons like are that we don't need to tune many parameters to try this out. And it's very fast, simple, and there's plenty of tools that can be used to compute PCA. So simplicity is one of the reasons why to use this technique. And now I will describe the results that we have obtained on NIST Language Recognition 2009 task on the closed set condition for all the durations that will be in the last slide. So for our development set that was used for this NIST 2009, we have tried to first investigate what happens when we discard features by their frequency. So we were keeping only the most frequently occurring 5,000 features, then 10,000, and so on. And we can actually see that the accuracy of the system goes up whenever we add more features. And it seems like natural that it would be good to keep all the features and let the SVMs to learn what are the useful features and not discard any of them. But of course, this is impossible. We don't have a result in this table what would happen if if we would use all the features, because the whole feature space is like over 1 million of combinations. Of course, not all these combinations really happen to occur in the training set, but the amount of combinations that actually happen is like several hundreds of thousands. And this is simply impossible to compute in a reasonable time. So this is like the result that can be interpreted like that we cannot go further. And then we have used PCA. Actually, this is shown on the trigram, because as I have said previously, on the foregram system, with Hungarian recognizer, we were not able to compute the full feature space based SVMs. So this is on trigram, where it can be seen that the full system is around 2.3 C average on the dev set, and that's the last line. And the previous lines are when we reduce this feature space from this 36,000 features to like 100, 500, and so on. And we can see actually that when we go to something like 500 or 1,000 features, which is like 36 times less than the original feature space, we can get almost the same performance, and then the speed up that is described in more detail in the paper can be really large for training the system and testing. Actually, the speed up of the testing phase is even faster than of the training phase, because in the training phase we need to estimate first the PCA, while in the testing phase we don't need to do this, we only project the data. So it can be seen from this slide that it actually seems to work reasonable. Yes, and maybe I can add that we actually tried to use more toolkits that are freely available to compute these SVMs models, and like we have tried to tune all of these to obtain the best performance. And it's like my empirical experience is that libSVM and SVM Torch give quite good results, and libLinear is like 10 times faster, but about 5% worse in accuracy. And now for the results with multiple systems, because we have trained a Hungarian phoneme recognizer, English phoneme recognizer, and Russian phoneme recognizer. Then in the end, we fuse all the results together. We'll see that later. But we can see on this table what basically happens. Like if we would focus on the Hungarian system, we can see that actually 500 features work quite well. But when we go to 1,000, it's actually better, and then we don't observe any real improvement from going to 4,000 features. So it seems like the value around 1,000 features seems to be quite good. Then the interesting thing is that actually 4 grams work worse than trigrams. Of course, the space, the feature space of 4 grams is not full. We needed to perform some feature selection there, because otherwise even the estimation of PCA would be difficult to do. So basically, it seems reasonable to use just trigrams, and it should work okay. We'll see that results in more detail later. Now, for the English system, we can see that it does basically the same thing as for the Hungarian system. Even it seems that it would be enough to keep just 500 features. Of course, the optimal size of this reduced feature space depends also on density of values in the lattices and these things. So it's not like some single value, but it should be somehow tuned for every system. But of course, using bigger features is not a problem. Just the computational time goes up. And then for the Russian system, which was the last one, and has the largest phoneme set, it was quite difficult to train this one. We have actually tried to use some more training data, as in all the previous systems we have used around 10,000 training samples to train the systems. But for the last system, we have actually used almost 50,000. It's already very large, and the original feature space was more than 100,000 features. So this was really a very huge system, and it took quite long to even train it with PCA. But it can be seen that in the end it works the best. It would be definitely good to train the systems, all the systems, on all the available data, as it can be seen from these results. But in the end we did not perform that. Here we have the final results, what actually happens when we fuse all the trigram systems from the previous slide and all the foregram systems. It can be seen that the trigrams are really performing for us better than foregrams. And from the combination of 3 grams and 4 grams, we can get some small improvement that goes across all the conditions, but it's really small. What is more useful is adding a system that was trained on more data, that is that Russian trigram all system. And that gives us actually better improvement than using 4 grams. And then in the end, when we were able to fix the development set as it was described by Ole Dapplechod in his presentation in the morning, it is possible to get even much better result, and that is around 1.8 on average on 30 seconds, which is like quite good number. And well, I don't have the result for the fusion, but that is in paper that Olda was presenting. So for the conclusion, we can say that we can achieve very high speedups, as was in the previous tables. Like we can have a system that is trained much faster than 100 times, and we don't lose almost any performance, like on the accuracy. And of course, this technique can be used to reduce the parameter space or the feature space that would allow us to use some more complicated techniques like SVMs with nonlinear kernels, when, where we need to tune more parameters, which is quite difficult to do when we would operate in the full feature space. And just some ideas for some future work. Of course, we can think about some more complicated feature reduction technique that would be like something nonlinear, maybe some neural net, and it can be like estimated that this can lead to even bigger feature space reductions with similar performance. And of course, in these examples and for the speed up results that I have shown here, we have been estimated PCA on all the data, which is not really needed, and we have even some other results from which we know that we can estimate PCA, PCA just on the subset of the data, and then we can get even faster systems. So that would be like all. Thanks for attention.
Questions?
Thanks. I find it very surprising that 500 dimensions seem to be enough to capture phonotactic variability. Usually when you do a principal components analysis, there's some sort of rule of thumb, like you estimate the total variance as the sum of the eigenvalues, and then you find how many eigenvalues you need to account for 90% or 95% of the total variability. Hmm. I wonder if you, do you happen to know how much of the variability is captured by 500?
Well, actually I didn't try to compute this, I was just looking at the final results, like on the accuracy of the system when I was reducing the data, so I am not able to answer this.
I think it might be interesting, and I think it might be interesting even to do the calculation when you have the correct transcription for an utterance. You see, part of the variability here, I believe, is due to the redundancy in the phoneme lattice. Okay, the recognizer is going to produce many very similar recognition hypotheses. So it's obvious that you can project away a lot of variability that arises that way. But if you just have the correct transcription, okay, you don't have that artifact there.
Okay.
And my intuition would have been that the phonotactic variability among 30-second utterances, the space of all possible 30-second utterances, would be much higher than 500 dimensional.
Well,
that was just my impression. I think it would be nice if we could see some eigenvalue plots.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but the features you use are all positive.
Yeah.
So in such kind of case, maybe you might think of using some other dimension reduction method. Dimension reduction, you can use some non-negative matrix factorization or latent semantic analysis or something like that.
Yeah.
So how do you think?
I guess that PCA is like the most simple technique to use, and that was like the reason why we have used it here, just to see if the idea will work or not. But of course, I'm not saying that it is the optimal thing to do.
Thank you very much.
Any more questions?
This is based on ignorance, but you said my question is based on ignorance, sorry. You said PCA is very easy for these dimensions of a million. So is there a specific trick that you do? Because as far as I've been doing PCA, you need this covariance matrix, which I think
paper, we cite another paper where there is described a technique how to estimate this PCA on large amounts of data quite efficiently. And actually, You can find even code for MATLAB for this estimation of PCA, where you don't need to compute the whole covariance matrix, but it is based on iterative algorithm that runs like that does not need the full covariance matrix.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. We have plenty of time, so if you have more questions. Anything else? Okay, thank you. Okay.